Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We think there'll be a special legislative session next month, but we'd like to kind of know. Why not just go to the source of it? Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House here on Bryan & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. So are we definitely going to have one next month?
We are. The dates will be November 12th and 13th is what we've asked our members to hold. And, we will be going in a few weeks here after Halloween.
Okay. So, you know, initially when the housing bill was vetoed, there was talk of a special session to address that. And in the interim, a bunch of other stuff has come up. Do you know now the things that you will try to cover?
I mean, there are two things that sort of stick up, I think, that are larger. One is the housing bill, which they're close. There is not white smoke yet, but, you know, talking to the majority leader and others who've been negotiating it, they think they're very close to the governor's office, but I'll let them all announce that when they're ready. Then the other big thing is sort of how we respond to the government shutdown, if it's still going on, right? That's sort of a wrinkle that nobody anticipated when we left Hartford back in June. And so we may look to put some additional funds aside to prepare for some federal cuts or reductions or programs that we may have to fund ourselves, depending on how long the shutdown goes on.
So even if it ended, you know, before the 12th, are there still going to be things that are underfunded in Connecticut?
Yes. I mean, some of the, you know, I will acknowledge that a lot of the major cuts, really substantial, like billions, like Medicaid, take effect in 2027, 2028.
Right.
But there are still some other reductions that have occurred in the last, you know, 6 to 9 months, whether it be by executive order or congressional action, that we think we can potentially put some money aside, prepare for that. But the reality is we're putting the money aside, really thinking 1 or 2 years down the road. But you put money aside when you can, not when you have to. And even if we put, say, $400-500 million aside right now, we'd still be putting an additional $1 billion plus into our pension fund. So we're not robbing tomorrow to help for today.
So, okay, that leads me to two quick questions. One is, where would that money come from? And it would come from that the money you catch from the volatility cap that would go to the pension, you would take some of that for this?
Correct. It's the volatility surplus. And right now it's about $2 billion, something like that, $1.7 billion, correct.
So, you also mentioned, you know, the White House, the way that things have been set up is that a lot of the big cuts come, I always read about it as late in 26, but I guess the impact would be into 27. Who knows who will be, you know, what your situation will be and what anyone's situation will be then, but is your sense that the state is committed to stepping in to fill the gap of any federal shortfalls, or is that a dangerous game?
No, I don't think any state will have the resources to backfill all the federal cuts. Let me be very clear about that. If nothing has changed, but look, could the Democrats win back Congress next November? Sure, they could. And if that happens, then maybe there's a better negotiation and you don't see, you know, the healthcare premium increases or things like that. And so we may not need the money we put aside. I'd be the happiest guy in the world if the money we put aside was not needed. And then if the money's not needed, you can then put it back into the pension fund. So, you know, we're trying to do our best between paying down our long-term liabilities, but preparing for what the law is as of today. The law as of today would be massive cuts to states in things like Medicaid and SNAP benefits. And, you know, to give you an idea of cost, it's over $1 billion a year in worst case projections. That's a substantial amount of money for the state of Connecticut.
We're talking with Matt Ritter, the Speaker of the House here in Connecticut, on Bryan and Company. There's a lot of issues that are issues, but I don't know if they get dealt with in a special session. I don't know if they fall under, you know, legislative action. You know, I sort of have written down here, I mean, I have the housing issue, I have PURA, I have DCF, I have Connecticut Sun. I know that, I guess because of the story, this tragic story in New Britain, you know, this issue of homeschooling came up last year after the Waterbury story, and, you know, there was really big pushback and nothing happened. I really viewed it as no one's trying to take away homeschooling and overregulate it. You just need to have contact points with kids if they're not in the system. I don't know why anyone would be against that. Is that something you'll wait until the full session, or is that something that might come up?
No, we'll wait till the full session to kind of air that out. But look, we're one of eight states that don't have any sort of regulation. And so I agree that probably 90%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And even higher if families that are homeschooling are doing it are doing a great job educating their children. But there are people that have found a loophole in the system, like this New Britain family or the Waterbury incident you saw a few years ago. And so we have to find better contact points. I've heard an example maybe of just requiring a pediatrician to sign off once a year. Hey, maybe like something like that can work, but we have to have better contacts with these kids. When they're removed from school, a lot of those checkpoints go away. And what happened in New Britain is an absolute tragedy that was probably a combination of factors, but one of them was the ability for the mother to remove the daughter from school with no oversight.
Right. And, you know, she was out of the school for not the long period. I mean, there's a lot of complications that, you know, it's not all necessarily on DCF either. But do you support using pension money to buy a slice of the Sun to keep him here?
You know, I got to be honest. I don't know a ton about the deal or the parameters of it. I mean, I've had sort of very superficial conversations at a high level with some of the executive branch folks. I would just say that if we can move the team to Hartford, there's an economic development there for the state and investment into the downtown area. That gets me a little more comfortable maybe that you're going to get a rate of return, whether it be sales tax increases, the arena's double the size of Mohegan Sun, so you have all the revenue from that. If it's just to stay in Connecticut, then I'd have to look at it a little better. I'd have to understand where the financial returns are if it's just status quo. But I'm open-minded to it, but I understand the objections. I understand the concerns. We'd have to look at it very carefully. But I also have a lot of confidence in Eric Russell, our treasurer, and his team. And if they present them to us, we'll look at it.
Now, in terms of the bonding out the money for UConn Health, does that come under, like, is there some legislative approval needed for that?
Correct. But I'm told to anticipate that would be something that we would do in the regular session.
Okay.
We don't need to do it in special session.
Okay. Then the final question would be housing, because it feels like it's sort of been pushed by the wayside that, I go across the state, Mr. Speaker, and I talk to some of these small towns, and they're like, you can't do this stuff to us when we don't even have, like, sewer and the infrastructure to do this if we had to. So, it feels like it needs more time. You really think it's something that could be addressed in a special session?
Well, I mean, since the veto in June, right? I mean, there have been meetings since then. I mean, going back to July 4th. So, and that has involved CCM and cost. So let me not prejudge where they are, but I was getting good reports on where the bill was when I checked in last week. And I think we'll know in the next, the next 7 to 10 days, how close they got in consultation with all those officials at the local level.
Yeah. Anything else going on you want people to know about? It's not often they get to hear from you, Mr. Speaker. Anything else on your mind?
No, it's a pleasure to be here and appreciate it. And I hope everybody has a great, great rest of the fall and great holiday season coming up.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, okay. Of course. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Matt Ritter joining us here on Brian and Company, the Speaker of the House.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.